the BMW PGA Championship from Wentworth on Live at European Tour Radio.
It's been a sun-drenched start here at Wentworth for the 2017 BMW PGA Championship, and there's an unlikely leader after round one.
The big Swede from Gothenburg, who has blazed a trail around Wentworth today, 8 birdies in his round, a 66 from Johan Carlsen, the leader on 6 under par.
It's a star-studded chasing pack, including these two men.
Plays it, that'll run on, and in it goes! It's straight in from Brandon Grace.
Brilliant birdie from Thomas Peters. He continues his charge up the leaderboard.
We've had a truly absorbing opening day here on Live at European Tour Radio, so stay with us for an in-depth review of all the action. Hello, I'm Richard Kaufman, and I'm joined in the Live at European Tour Radio studio by Raymond Burns and Gordon Brown Jr. Great first day, gents, hasn't it been, Raymond? You enjoyed yourself out on the course?
That was great. Great today watching Stenson play. Great this morning, Ernie Els. Had a great round of golf this morning. Remember his little two-shot penalty on number 12 this morning?
Yeah, we thought we'd made an eagle, didn't we? And he called a penalty. Why did he? What was happened? Do you remember?
He went to identify his ball because his ball pitched into the slope, and Ernie being Ernie, he felt he didn't put the ball back in the position that it was originally. So a great testament to him, how he played the golf, you know, how he played the golf course, and being the designer of the new challenges and the new golf course. Great for the European Tour to have such a great spectacle, a great golf course. The setup here is just incredible today.
Yeah, and I still shot a round of 71, Ernie, so he's well placed after day one. Gordon, there was a lot of talk, obviously, in the build-up about the way that the course had been changed. Else. Along with Paul McGinley and Thomas Bjorn, very much at the centre of those changes. The scoring, though, in general, hasn't been what you'd call red-hot low, but is that testament to what they've done?
It very much is a testament. I don't think they did the changes to make it easier and more accessible for scoring. I think it just took away some indifferent holes that softened some holes, softened some bunkers, made them play a little bit more. It certainly wasn't there to make it play easy. And we've been talking about it. We haven't really seen anyone consistently hit the ball close to the hole. Always 10, 15 feet away. It's a tough golf course, and I think they've done a great job with the changes.
Very fair golf course.
Okay, so you guys walked 36 holes. I had the pleasure of walking 18 holes. You mentioned Ernie Els calling a penalty on himself. Any other standout moments for you from this first day?
I think Stenson, you know, coming up the last 6 or 7 holes, after going through what he went through, he missed putt after putt the first 10 holes. First 9 holes. He had 9 pars in a row. Stenson didn't make a bogey out there the day, Richard, which I think stands credit to the way Stenson's playing. And I think he got in the zone there around 10 and 11. And for me, he stood out as a real dominant player out there. No fear. The shot he hit in 18 was probably one of the best golf shots I've ever seen hit.
Yeah, not many bogey-free rounds out there. Scott Jamieson was one of those that managed that as well in a round of 67. What about for you, Gordon?
Well, I was out with you this afternoon, and Peters today, I thought, was really classy player. He stood up on 12. I was standing 5 yards from him, and the ball just went off like a rocket. 345 yards straight down the middle of the fairway. He's going with a wedge. Incredible. But, you know, and then he comes on 18 and, you know, should he have gone for it? But young man had a go at it. Unfortunately, finished with a bogey. But he's 68. He's going to be around at the weekend. And if he gets going, he's going to be tough to beat. It was super impressive.
Yeah, and it's his first event since he finished fourth at the Masters. He is a very...
Everybody's saying about him. Every pro's talking about him. Every caddy's talking about him. Every commentator's talking about him. He's a tremendous talent.
And wasn't Dad Jack a nice guy?
Dad Jack and his sponsor were out
there. And his motorbike.
Yeah.
Zoomed all the way down from Belgium. Now, however you get here, however you're listening to us, great to have you on board. You can hear us on the European Tour website, of course, europeantour.com, the European Tour app downloaded if you haven't already. You can hear us on course and locally on 87.9 FM, on TuneIn Radio and on TalkSport 2 as well. Please do get in contact with us, European Tour. Twitter handle is a good way to do that, at European Tour or at BMW PGA with the hashtag ET Radio. So let's get to the meat of the score, shall we? Let's start with our surprise leader, the world number 386, Johan Carlsen. So which one of you guys was tipping him up before the tournament started then, chaps?
I wasn't, but he was very unfortunate. He didn't match the score that I had.
Well, we were talking about tall people this morning, weren't we?
We were. He was very close to matching my 7-under that I was when I was disappointed he finished with a bogey, but doesn't matter, 66 leads.
He's only won once on either European Tour or Challenge Tour. That was on the Challenge Tour back in 2013, won the Kazakhstan Open. Won it by 7 shots, so he's not afraid of pushing away from the rest, but he's struggled. He's 6'5". If you see him, he's got this long hair, big beard. I mean, you know, the archetypal Swedish Viking look. He's we talk about athletes out on the golf course. He's certainly one of them, isn't he? And, you know, you mentioned he came close to shooting that 65 you predicted at the start of the day, Gordon, because he did drop a shot at the last for a 66. A super round, Raymond. Obviously, I'm sure you didn't get to see much of him today, but even with that drop shot at the last, it's a mighty round for him. I mean, I think we would be surprised, though, wouldn't we, if he did maintain it?
Well, I mean, all these guys can play, Gordon, can't they? I mean, it's only a golf course, 18 flags, 18 pins. If he hits the ball on the fairway, gives himself chances. I mean, 6-under, he's given himself a great, well, not a great lead, but he's given himself great opportunity. A couple of consolidation rounds over the next couple of days and lets one fly, shoot a couple of good under par nines and stays up there. You never know. There's been a couple of, what I say, winner outsiders here, sure. One round here over the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not say outsiders, but people that maybe, you know, is it Cann won here?
Simon Cahn,
Simon
yeah.
Cahn, a couple
yeah.
of times. You know,
he was higher than 386 in the world when he won.
You know, so you just never know. I mean, all these guys can play. You know, yeah. European Challenge Tour players, European Tour players. So.
Well, let's hear from the Swede now, shall we? Yeah, he was delighted, as you'd expect, with his first round.
Yeah, I started off really well today. I felt quite good going into the tournament, and mostly mentally, I felt like I was quite well prepared, and it's got off to a good start and managed just to keep it going. So it's just one of those days when you drain a few putts and things kind of go your way, so it was fun.
Overall, what's been the most pleasing thing for you today?
Putting, I would say. I putted really well. I made a lot of good putts, and on top, I mean, you gotta hit a few good shots out there on this golf course as well. So obviously everything in my game felt pretty solid. It has to be when you want to shoot 6-under in this golf course, I think.
Yeah, went out in 30. Great foundation there. Round of 66 from Carlsen. A few players finished with a round of 67, 5-under par. Francesco Molinari, Scott Jameson, and Kiridek Apibamrad. Of course, Molinari, we know about him a couple of times in the Ryder Cup. Kiridek Apibamrad, a three-time European Tour winner. And Scott Jameson has also proved himself a winner in the past. One of those bogey-free rounds. And he was... earlier on, the clubhouse leader, and he spoke with Mark Tompkins.
Bogey-free round, which is great here at Wentworth. Obviously, we had the best of the conditions, not a breath of air, and you know the greens are so good this year, and to be the first people on them on all 18 greens, yeah, they're just a great surface to put on.
Two top tens already for you this year. It's been a pretty decent start to 2017.
Yeah, yep, nice to get the points up early in the year. You know, we're coming into the real thick of it now with obviously these Rolex series as well. There's a lot of points to play for, so I think it makes those tournaments a little easier if you know your job's secure.
Yeah, there's a lot of players on the 68 mark, isn't there, and some real quality in there too. Let's run you through some of those names, many of them in the top 50 of the world as well. Alex Noren, Brandon Grace, Ross Fisher, and Thomas Peters and Henrik Stenson, they're all in the top 50 of the world. Other players at 4-under par as well. Shane Lowry, who's only just outside that top 50. Nino Battaglia, Bradley Dredge, Graham Storm, who got it to 6-under par at one stage as well. There's some great names, isn't there, amongst that, Gordon, who are only just 2 shots off the lead.
Well, there certainly is. I mean, Molinari, who we know loves hitting fairways, very precise player, he's going to be there at the weekend.
Well, let's hear from one of those players who shot a 68. Henrik Stenson, of course, teeing it up this week as the Open champion.
Yeah, I didn't quite get going early on. I had to scramble a bit for par. And then from 6 onwards, I played really solid, gave myself lots of chances. Probably hit a couple of iron shots that should have been stone dead. But, you know, when the greens are new, they kind of release a bit more. It's hard to to judge that perfectly. So left myself with some nice chances, and from 11 onwards picked up four birdies and didn't drop a shot, so it was a solid start.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Patience, key word, you know, you have to stay that way. It's not easy to do it, is it, Raymond? But Stenson showing his experience.
He was brilliant out there today. He reminded me that at the Open Championship, he was superb. The wheels could have flew off over the first few holes, but he settled into the round, settled into the swing, settled into his routine, and tremendous round of golf.
Yeah, fantastic from him. Ross Fisher with a fabulous round of golf as well. I mean, a little annoying for him. He had two bogeys in the round, and they came at two of the, I suppose, easier holes on the golf course, the par 5 12th and the par 5 17th in terms of scoring. But still, it's a very good opening round of 68. He's a local lad whose knowledge of the course has certainly come in handy.
I've pretty much played it how I used to play it. You know, a lot of guys would see fairway woods off the first, whereas I've always seen drive and try and get it as far down as possible. And I had a great drive down there this morning and literally had about 95 yards to the pin, whereas, you know, the guys I was playing with hit three woods and they're coming in with 6 and 7 irons. So that's how I've always played it as a junior, just get it as far down as I can. So strategy was very, very similar. Maybe one or two holes changed ever so slightly, but it's out there. You know, the weather's perfect, the course is in great condition.
Yeah, he's been working very hard on his putting this season. He's been working with Ken Brown, who often joins us in terms of broadcasting on the European Tour, and it seems to be paying dividends. He had some great finishes, didn't he, in those World Golf Championship events. I think he finished top five in the match play and also in the one in Mexico. So Ross Fisher continuing that kind of form. And we had the pleasure, didn't we, Gordon, going and watch Thomas Peters around a 68. Despite that bogey at the last, he was more than happy with his round.
Yeah, for sure. I had 22 putts and I drove it pretty well off the tee. Bad one on 17, but it's always been... I don't really like that hole, so it's been a tough tee shot for me over the years. But all in all, you have some good stuff, just maybe some poor iron play sometimes, but we can fix that easily.
Your last stroke play event was the Masters. How much confidence have you taken from that coming into this event this week?
Yeah, a lot. You know, knowing I can be in contention and have a chance to win it at a major, and then you come back to Europe where you feel comfortable, it's definitely good for the confidence.
Yeah, chatting with Mark Tompkins. 22 putts. I know he chipped in at the second for his par, but we saw it feels like more than that, doesn't it?
It didn't feel like that. Right. I mean, he played well, but it just shows that the golf course, even though someone who hits it a long way, it's not easy to hit all the greens, and he's done well to get up and down 68.
Yeah, terrific. We should mention as well, during this first round of the BMW PGA Championship, we did have a minute's silence as 11 o'clock in the morning to mark respect to those that lost their lives so tragically in Manchester. And also should mention that the French players today all wore black as a mark of respect as well to Cassandra Kirkland, a player from the Ladies European Tour who passed away recently with cancer. So well done to all those involved regarding that. Back to the scores out on the golf course, and some interesting efforts today. Tyrrell Hatton looked a little frustrated, I suppose, like Henrik Stenson early on in his round, but he still managed to get it round in 69, three under par. And he was so close to a hole in one at the par 3, 14th. It lipped out at a very slow speed as well. Lee Westwood, two under par. Gordon, you watched him as well. It was a round where it's, unlike Hatton, it started really quickly and then it went a little flat for him after that.
It did go a little bit flat. And to be honest, it was only flat because he couldn't get the ball in the hole, really, from 10, 15 foot. Hit some great putts, but Lee was playing wonderful. It's some glorious drives and some wonderful irons into the hole. So, you know, he's going to be quite content with it. He knows that this tournament is a marathon. It's not a 100-yard sprint.
Yeah, Ernie Els, Alexander Levy, Bernd Wiesberger, Andy Sullivan amongst those at one under par. Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose, Chris Wood, Danny Willett and Tongchai Jaidi at level par. I mean, it's only six back. Level par. It's certainly, Raymond, not putting you out of the running. And one of the two of those players, they could have easily seen the round get away from them. Tommy Fleetwood, for example, you were watching
him. He had a great round today. I mean, he played terrible. And over the space of three or four holes, he was four over par. So for him to come right back, he didn't putt very well. He missed the wrong side of the flags four or five times.
He went in the water at eight, didn't he?
Went in the water number eight. You know, he three-putted the seventh, I think. You know, it was a tremendous score. The toys could have come completely out of the pram at that stage, you know. But lot of Clark, Harrington. Harrington's had a neck injury for the last 4 months. I think he did an operation.
Correct.
So a good round of golf there. Fitzpatrick this morning didn't play very well, but scrambled away, got one over par. So disappointed with Luke Donald today, 3 under, and Zanotti.
Three over.
I thought they would have played a lot better today.
Yeah, Fabrizio's had a fantastic season. Alvaro Quiroz with a round at 2 over, although he was struggling early on his round, so he clawed that back as well. Ian Poulter, Martin Kaymer, Gordon, 4 over par. Poulter was in the group ahead of us. Kaymer, obviously, we were watching. Took until the very last hole, like Fitzpatrick, to pick up a first birdie of the day.
Yes, just wasn't happening for them, was it? I think you need to, as we've heard, it's a patience around this golf course. If it goes wrong, you're going to have to use all your skills, and some of those skills were amiss from some of our top players today.
Now, the chief executive of the European Tour, Keith Pelly, joined us in the studio earlier. Couldn't help him getting carried away in the excitement of day one of this BMW PGA Championship. Justin Rose putting for par before we say goodbye to see if he can get up and down from right of the green. Lovely.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm not supposed to cheer, am I?
You can cheer. You like Keith.
Hey. I like them to make putts.
You're in charge this week, so, you know.
Good for Justin.
Yeah.
What a quality guy, quality player. You know, it's great to have
him. Listen, if you're not busy this afternoon, we can get you out on the course commentating as well.
Yeah, there you go. can I use that low voice?
We should do the whispering, Keith, yeah.
He's got a medium good lie, and he's got to get all of this just to get it to the green.
You're a natural.
See, there you go.
You're a natural.
All right.
Keith, listen, best of luck with this weekend, obviously the rest of the season, and it's been great to meet you.
Great.
Yeah, you guys, you got to watch out. You could be losing your jobs if you're not careful. Keith could be out on the course tomorrow. What do you think?
I just better get the tissues ready, Rich. Raymond.
Cry me eyes out.
We'll go to the pub. Listen to it on the radio. What else can you do?
Yeah, I think he's a bit too busy to be broadcasting with us, but great to have him. And it's been great to hear from all of you that got in touch as well. Keep your thoughts coming to us as the week goes on. Well, we're always keeping an eye out on the spectacular, aren't we? And this was certainly a beautiful shot from the Open champion earlier today.
Chips it up. That is a wonderful shot. Oh, and it's hit the pin. It's hit the pin. And it's spun out of the hole to no more than 8 inches. What a wonderful shot from Henrik Stenson.
Yeah, that was the shot of the day, Raymond. Wasn't it? You were there.
I mean, he took a full swing, 10 yards off the green. Most people would have probably bladed it through the wall on the other side of over the spectators or left it in front of them. But it was a tremendous, you know, show of short game. It was just an incredible golf shot. And it's just one of them shots that just keeps you around and keeps the momentum going.
Yeah, we've got a lot to look forward to, haven't we, in round two. Let's just pick you out some of the tee times in the morning. Bernd Wiesberger and Ben Arne and Ian Poulter with different jobs to do. They're off at 8 o'clock in the morning. Thomas Peters, Lee Westwood and Martin Kaymer, 8:15. 8:25, Henrik Stenson, Tommy Fleetwood and Brandon Grace with Noren, Sullivan and Beef off at 8:35. Johan Carlsen, very late tee time. He's got a long time to wait. Gordon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So he's got a long time to chew on being the top of the leaderboard. You'd be surprised if he was still top by the time he teed off?
No, he certainly won't be. And that is a long time to wait. That's what Raymond's saying. You know, you've got to learn how to cope with what's on tour. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's a long time. But anyway, he'll certainly be able to watch the golf and see how everyone's, what they're producing.
Just get on a motorbike and go to Belgium and come back.
Like Jack Peters, Thomas's dad, managed to do. 12:30 in the afternoon, it's Tyrrell Hatton, Russell Knox, Francesco Modinari, Luke Donald, Chris Wood and Danny Willett at 12:40. And at 12:50, it's Ernie Els, Justin Rose and Matt Fitzpatrick. And a couple of the players plays really nicely, aren't they, heading into round two. 1 o'clock tee off time for Ross Fisher and Shane Lowry in the company of Torbjørn Ottosson. Well, I think that's about all we have time for here on BMW PGA Championship Review Show. What a wonderful first day it's been from Wentworth. We got a surprise Swede soaring into the day one league. Quick thoughts from you guys before we go, Gordon?
I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Some great weather, great golf course. I can't wait.
Raymond, echo that?
Great golf, fair golf course. I just want to see a few players just try to rip it up.
Well, Carlson in front, a lot of big name contenders tucked in just behind us. Make sure you join us from 8 Friday morning on Live at European Tour Radio for full uninterrupted commentary of the second day's play from Wentworth. You can listen to us via europeantour.com and the official European Tour app via TuneIn Radio and on TalkSport 2, as well as on the course and locally on 87.9 FM. We'd love for you to get in touch throughout the week. Contact us on Twitter at European Tour or at BMW PGA with the hashtag ET Radio, or you can just email us on at europeantourradio@aol.com. But for now, for Raymond Burns, Gordon Brown Jr., and for me, Richard Kaufman, it's goodbye.
You've been listening to Live at European Tour Radio.